Hey Ben, can you hear me okay?
Yep, gotcha.
Awesome. Well, we're now joined by our race-winning crew chief of the number 20 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota, Ben Bishore. Ben, can you walk us through these last 2 weeks with Harrison and coming out on top at Martinsville?
Yeah, I mean, it's Harrison's obviously made a big step up the last couple of weeks, and really just had great speed, great preparation the week of, and he's going out there and got the job done. It's been a lot of fun to watch and be a part of.
Awesome. Well, we're going to give our media a minute to queue up some questions. As a reminder, if you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. We will take a question from Stephen Toronto. Go ahead, Stephen.
Ben, in relation to Harrison, the broadcast was mentioning how he has a very specific method of diamonding the corner tracks like Martinsville, and apparently it's the same sort of method he's been using ever since super late models. Can you explain from a crew chief perspective when your driver is able to sustain speed over the course of a long run with his driving style, how much easier does that make in-race adjustments and setting up the car overall?
Yeah, it definitely helps with his style. He's not necessarily overly aggressive, so the car tends to keep this a more similar balance throughout a run from start to finish. So you're not really chasing, short run speed versus long run speed. He kind of manages the long run speed on its own, and we just basically try to adjust the car for the short run, because we know once we can get out front on the short run that he can kind of manage the speed and tire wear and keep the car out front without abusing it.
Thank you.
All right, our next question will come from Aaron Barden. Go ahead, Aaron.
Harrison, when he was in here, talked about how last year how he was lacking confidence and his abilities, and how this year has been such a switch for him. How he's been able to find that confidence and be able to put together consistent runs. From the team, I know you weren't necessarily with this group last year, but you worked with him all year this year. What has been the growth or the things you've seen in Harrison? What has been the difference for him this year?
I think, obviously later in the year here, it's the ability for him to just unload off the truck and be fast right away. I know when we were having pre-COVID, when we had practices, we would start a little slow in first practice. We'd be, a step better in second practice. And then by stage two in the race, we were there. And then with COVID, obviously not having practice, that time to kind of get up to speed and find his comfort level takes a little bit longer into the race. But lately, confidence sort of breeds confidence. And as he's got a little bit of momentum going here, you can see it. I mean, he just unloads fast. He knows he trusts the car. He trusts us. He gives great feedback, and we can get it dialed in for the end of the race. And it just seems to all come together here at the end of the year.
All righty. Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you, Ben. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you at Phoenix.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And to all of our media, that will conclude our post-race availability from the NASCAR Xfinity Series. As a reminder, we'll have all of our audio and video up on nascarmedia.com, and we will see you guys tomorrow for the NASCAR Cup Series race. Thank you so much, and happy Halloween.